In 1980, at 11 a.m., on the 11th day of the 11th month, the world rejoiced and celebrated. After 4 years of bitter work, the armistice between the Allies and Germans was signed. World War I, called the war to end all wars, was over. November 11 was set aside as Armistice Day in the United States to remember the sacrifices that men and women made during the war in order to ensure a lasting peace. On Armistice Day, soldiers who survived the war marched in parades through their hometowns. Politicians and veterans officers gave speeches and held ceremonies of thanks for the peace they had won. President Woodrow Wilson, in his Armistice Day proclamation in November 1919, says, "To us in America, the reflection of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride and heroism of those who die in the country survive, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it had freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the Council of the Nation." Congress voted Armistice Day a legal holiday in 1938, 20 years after the war ended. But Americans realized that the previous war would not be the last one. World War II began the following year, and nations great and small again participated in a long and terrible struggle. After the Second World War, Armistice Day continued to be observed, but many veterans of World War II and later the Korean War had little connection to First World War and often felt that Armistice Day was not significant for them. They wanted to make a change in holiday and include veterans of other American wars, not only World War I. In 1953, townspeople in Emporia, Kansas, celebrated the holidays as Veterans Day in gratitude to the veterans to their town. Soon after, Congress passed the bill to rename the name day, and in 1954, President Eisenhower officially changed the name of the national holiday to Veterans Day. Traditional Veterans Day celebration in many towns and cities, many include ceremonies, parades, concerts, and speeches. 11 o'clock in the morning, in some communities, American officers, a moment of silence, remembering those who have fought in war. The President of the United States lays a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at the National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, honoring all American soldiers who have fallen in war. After the United States involvement in the Vietnam War, the emphasis of Veterans Day activity shifted. Now, there are fewer military parades and ceremonies, and people honor the day in a more introspective and personal way. Veterans and their families gather at war memorials such as Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., where they place gifts and stand in quiet vigil at the names etched in granite of their comrades, friends, and relatives who died in the war. People often gather at other national monuments such as those dedicated to World War II and the Korean War, as well as at Arlington National Cemetery, where U.S. veterans from any war may be buried. Throughout the United States, families who have lost son, daughter, and other family members to war lay flowers and rest at local monuments and grave sites as they turn their thought towards peace and the avoidance of future war. The trials and hardship of veterans are honored and remembered through the National World War II Registry and the Veterans History Project. The World War II Memorial Registry in an individual listing of Americans who contribute to the war effort comprised of those who signed up for the Registry of Remembrance, as well as from other official U.S. government lists. The Veterans History Project was created by the United States Congress and signed into law on October 2, 2000 by President Clinton. It is a project of the Library of Congress, and it relies on volunteers to collect and preserve stories and accounts of U.S. veterans. The focus in primarily on 20th century military conflicts in which U.S. soldiers played a role. World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Persian Gulf War, but it also includes more recent conflict. The project collects oral history in interviews, memoirs, letters, diaries, photographs, and other original material from veterans for these wars. Surviving veterans of military service today, numbering more than 25 million, find support in organized groups such as American Legion and Veterans of Foreign War. On Veterans Day and Memorial Day, these groups raise funds for their charitable activities that support disabled veterans and their families. There are also organizations for veterans who oppose war, such as Veterans for Peace, a national organization begun in 1985 that works to raise public awareness of the consequences of war and seeks peaceful alternatives to war. By remembering veterans and all that they went through, perhaps the leaders of nation will strive to find peaceful solutions to world problems, using war only as a very last resort.